To ask you, do we have an executed copy of this Hampden contract that says who does Radcliffe this, I do this, and they do that? If we don't, and it's going to be way back. It's going to be 20.
Lexi,
it's going to be 20 years ago.
You know where it's at?
Well, we can't find it right now, but we need to either find it or redo it. We have to have an executed contract.
So, not tonight?
We don't need to do it today. What is that?
Give her 3 seconds.
What's that?
Give her 3 seconds.
Okay.
We have 1 minute till showtime.
Yeah, well, my bros are not here. Get them here.
Yeah, I don't believe it. All right, I'll be right.
He asked me if I was going to take that shelter for a bad time.
Okay, 1 minute.
I don't think so.
Is that like, you have to get up there?
Yeah, get your ass on your chair.
I did that once as a kid, never agreed.
Lexi, your 3 seconds are up. All right.
Do you have a knob or a key pen, sir?
Yes, does Rich does not have a clicky pen, right?
I don't have any pen.
I'm calling the meeting to order. Could you please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to thank everyone who's here this evening. Happy St. Patrick's Day for those of you who celebrate it. I wore my green, so I'm ready. Just a quick reminder that we're asking you if you want to speak, just raise your hand and wait to be recognized. We're happy to hear from you. All right. I don't believe that we have any particular guests this evening, so we'll go straight to correspondence. And I'm going to hear from you on the CEI lighting, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
We have looked, well, I've had a few more conversations with Wendy at CEI, and then Roy Craig actually went out and looked at the pole number, the meter number, and he has a bit of a clearer explanation on what it might be, but we're still really kind of working on getting down to it.
Okay, so. Getting down to what and what might be. What are we talking about here?
So when we owned that and they were putting in a roundabout, okay, they had no access to the gas station from 86. They would have had to go around the thing. So we made a deal and we would give them property and stuff, and if they would fill in a ditch that we could use. So we made a deal with the state. That pole is actually on the state's property. That is not ours, it is not the gas stations, but it's not Leroy Township's.
Have they been billing us for it all along?
Yes, it has been a bill that we have received for as long as I've been here.
Now, is this the one that you got that said that it was coming to an end?
Correct.
This is the wooden pole on that corner of the roundabout, okay? And all the new poles, if you look, are metal poles. There's one wood pole there and one coming up this way on Leroy Center, but all the new poles that they put in for the roundabout are metal poles.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't think it's ours.
Well, the thing you had on correspondence had to do with LED lighting, not the poles.
No.
Well, that's what was sitting here on correspondence.
Yeah, the bright white or the soft white.
I apologize. Oh. I thought that we were talking about the other CEI thing.
Is that this update?
Probably.
So that's done now.
I apologize.
Okay.
Yes, the CEI other one was about the lighting.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
They were asking us how many kelvins we wanted, And they indicated that the 3,000 Kelvins was going to be a softer, more gentle light versus the 4,000, which would be my preference. Do we have to give them a response?
We do.
Which would be your preference?
The small, the 3,000, not the 4,000.
Yeah, it's like soft white versus a bright light.
Yes.
Bright light.
Do you guys have...
I like the 4,000 just because it's white. I just don't
get
like
your cataracts that. Done. You'll be fine. Your thoughts, just, Roy? You're the swing vote here.
I'd like to see the difference of them. Is there? Do we have any place?
In, I think you all got a copy of this. Did they all get a copy? There, it's in the your email. I mean,
there it is.
It's not going to
show him.
Right, no, he's got one too.
Sometimes I think you forget how much you are sending us. It's like a fire hose.
I'm so sorry. It said that we had to give them an answer by the 11th, I believe, in her email.
By the 11th?
But
March.
I.
That's last week.
I emailed her, and I. But in my email, you'll read that I got us an extension because I told them
you.
That we didn't have a meeting before now.
Okay.
So we just have to tell. Then they said if they were to change or replace any of the light bulbs until we got back to them with that decision, that it would be whatever is kind of like in the area to match. So
so the 3,000 is more of a yellowish versus the bright white. I prefer the bright white.
Okay, tell them bright white.
Okay.
See, I'm easy.
Do you guys
need? That was me.
Do you guys need to make a motion to accept that if I'm telling them that, or just tell them that you chose?
I make a motion that we inform CEI that our choice preference for the LED lighting is the 4,000 Kelvin bright lights.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Linda Vermini?
Aye.
Roy Craig?
Aye.
Richfield Health.
Aye.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to talk about under correspondence this evening, and this is an email that I got, but I couldn't tell if either of you got it. So this is what it says. It is from Marlo Herman. She says, I am the administrative assistant to the superintendent of Riverside Local Schools. Your township is among the communities that Riverside proudly serves, and I am writing to request an introductory meeting with you on behalf of our district leadership. We are in the early stages of researching what it would look like if Riverside Local Schools were to construct a new building in the district, one that could serve not only our students and staff, but the broader community. We've been inspired by models where schools have partnered with organizations, including the YMCA and senior centers, to create a true community hub that serves people of all ages. So they're asking to have a meeting with us. Any questions, any comments? I feel like you should have the opportunity to express.
You saw my comments.
Well, if you want to share that, you're welcome to.
I would love to have a meeting with them.
Okay.
Because they already have a building that we put up.
I know. I was there.
They threw us out. They after it was donated back to them at $1.1 million, and we paid for it, when they couldn't get their levy passed for their all their big grandiose schools that held the field house. It used to say on the front of it, Riverside Community Field House, because it was built by the community, it was used by the community, the seniors were walking in the morning, the kids were coming after school and playing basketball, and then it was open gym, people were playing volleyball, and when they couldn't get their levy passed, they held busing and that hostage. So I'd love to have a discussion with them.
So you should respond, yeah, come on out. We're happy to have you at one of our meetings.
Certainly can't hurt.
I'm happy to hear from them, but it was stuff like this that caused me to run for the school board 30 years ago because I don't feel like the schools are supposed to be the social hub of the community. I feel like the schools are to educate children. That's my personal view, but I'm certainly happy to hear what they have to say, and I would love for them to hear what we have to say. I would think of all the bingo, Roy,
yeah,
that was played to
was
pay for that building.
Of bingo to pay that off.
Oh my
and
goodness!
I've talked to a couple of the guys that worked with us to build that, and they would love to have
Amazing.
Feel free to invite them. Okay, so I will respond to that then, if that's all right with you guys. All right. Somebody wanna make a motion for the minutes?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the 3-3 meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Lynn Burgoyne?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
Aye.
All righty, fiscal office?
If you guys would make a motion to pay all bills?
I'll make a motion to pay all bills.
I'm sorry.
Lynn Burgoyne?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
Aye.
I did go to a meeting, not yesterday, but the week before on the 9th. It was with our Lake County Township Association. Two from each one of the townships in Lake County. We were talking about the potential loss of property tax revenue and what that would look like and different things like that. It was the first one, so it was really a broad topic. I don't have a whole lot to report other than their first question and really only question for Leroy is who would you want to see yourself merging or consolidating with? Because property tax is our only revenue.
Have you met Leroy?
So,
obviously not.
The two that we touch, well, we actually touch three. It would be Madison, Perry, Concord, are the ones that we touch. So, obviously, that's not their decision. It was just, hey, we know that you guys don't get revenue from any other way. And so, I mean, we would not be able to function. Plain and simple, really, if we did not have the revenue of the property taxes. We do have another meeting scheduled. Rich and I are the people for Leroy. There, like I said, there's two for each township that are kind of making up this subcommittee. And we're really waiting to see if it gets on the ballot. No one knows how many signatures they have or anything like that so far, but that's really the only update that I have on that.
When you go to the next one, could you ask if we could consolidate across county lines? Culturally, I think we match better with a couple.
Used to be part of Geauga County.
Well, all of Lake County was part of Geauga County back in the day, but... Could we at least ask the question, consolidation?
I was going to say, Hampton would probably be our closest consolidation,
Yeah. Well, and Thompson, too, is right next to us, and culturally we're probably more similar to them.
I thought if Thompson has very much money this year.
Well, but maybe they could benefit from us in some way. Okay, thank you for that report.
It's...
Did they mention if it had to be a referendum on the ballot to do that, or how was it?
I'm so sorry. I don't
to consolidate?
To consolidate. Did they mention how they would do that? I mean, legally?
No.
Does it have to have a referendum?
No, they had no... No.
Okay.
No.
And that's part of the problem with this effort is that there just doesn't seem to be a lot of what happens if it passes, then what are we going to do? And the answers typically seem to be like, well, we'll figure it out, I guess.
And I'm so sorry. I have the date. I thought I had put it in my phone and my calendar, but it's in a file
it's written down.
So
well, let me know because I haven't got the latest email. I didn't get anything.
Okay.
And you're done with the CEI update then?
Yes.
About the sign.
So
about
sorry.
The lights. No problem. All right, we do have a fire report, do we? I thought we did.
I don't think so.
We
it's
do not.
The second.
Oh, I
it's
the
second.
Minutes, not the agenda where
yeah.
I saw that. Okay.
It's the second meeting.
This doesn't have...
It's not a report. It's just...
There's no report here, but Chiefs is requesting that...
Speak up.
Please.
Chief was asking that we approve John Slansky for... Two different classes, but he's only going to take one. because fire instructor? One and two are probably filled, but just in case they're not, that's his preferred class to take. It's a total of $742, looks like $92. And then there's the other one is for fire officer one, which he needs because he's now an officer. So that one is a total of $710. But the chief would like us to approve both, but he's only going to do one.
And that's your recommendation?
Yes.
Do they have a bucket of money for these kinds of things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to make the motion?
I'll make a motion that we allow John Slansky to either take fire instructor one and two or fire officer one.
I'll second that. Would you call the roll?
Linda Burhardy?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Troy Craig?
Aye.
Can you just say the amounts again so that we make sure?
$792 and $710.
$792. Even? I got
it.
It looks like a four to me. For however much that costs, whichever one he gets. How's that?
Sounds good.
Less than seven, not to exceed 750. How's that? No.
Well, that won't work.
Not to exceed 100.
Oh, no, he's only taking one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, roads.
All right, we did come to an agreement with Al Obozinski. He is now, we now have a third member of our road crew full time. As you can see, Rick won't be able to work for a while. So this will be good. He does get everyone else gets a phone stipend because they use their phones and they are on call. Every other weekend, and so I make them. Do I need to make a motion that we give Al a phone stipend? This would be start after his probationary period.
Okay.
Of 6 months, that he would get a phone stipend equivalent with the others. Do I have a second?
Second.
Please call
Linda Burhardy.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Craig.
Aye.
I think that Lexi may be looking for a motion to accept his sick time.
Right,
if you want to do that.
So he has sick time left from when he was at the state and Painesville Township and the Sheriff's Office. And so I make a motion that we carry over his sick time from those entities to our entity.
Okay.
Second.
Linda Burhardy?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
Aye.
Now, why is vacation on here?
Vacation is on here because he has been employed and under PERS for 11 years, 10 with the state, 1 with the township. He is actually entitled to 4 weeks vacation because of his longevity.
But by policy, he can't take vacation.
By policy, he is
until he's been here for a year.
Correct. When we sat down and talked, he said he would, go for 3 weeks. When I talked to him today, told him about the policy, and I don't know. To me, I would recommend I make a motion that we give him 2 weeks after his probationary period.
I think that's a very bad idea. It sets a precedent. The next one who comes along will have a right to expect that. I think you personally feel you should follow your policy.
Okay.
But he doesn't get 3 weeks, he gets 4 after a year.
Right.
By policy.
Correct.
Now, you've made a motion. Is there a second? Dies for lack of a second. I'm sorry.
Say that again. How did you want to do it?
Give him 2 weeks after his probationary period.
And then?
What about the 4 weeks?
That would not come until he was here for a year.
Which would be next March 3rd.
I could go along with that. I'll second that.
Please call the roll.
Linda Burhoney?
No.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Gray?
When can we discuss this more?
It's done.
No.
You just approved it.
You just have to, you have to vote it.
I mean, do we want to have any more discussion on this?
We voted, it's done. You got what you wanted.
He didn't.
You bring up a good point. I haven't voted yet.
Oh, I thought you said I apologize.
No,
sorry.
I haven't voted yet.
He did not vote.
I'm sorry.
That's why I wanted to have more discussion.
This is the time.
You bring up a good point, that it is setting a precedence. And Al does not have a problem with that. I talked to him today. He goes, I understand. I understand that's in the policy. So is this, it's a motion I'm making, but, you know, it is setting a precedence.
You want to withdraw it? And discuss this later?
We don't have to do this tonight.
You don't have to. The three of these things were just all...
Well, we have a motion on the table, so I move that we table the motion.
So I do have a question. Do you normally hire people that have previous state coverage? So your policy might be if a new employee that doesn't have any tenure with a state agency.
Correct.
So the policy might be outdated to where they should bring over their state tenure.
No, this is very common in public service to hire somebody who's worked in other public agencies, and typically you accept their sick time and they get a payout of their vacation time, and it's very common that an employee will wait that year and then they get a dump after the year of whatever they qualify for, and by our policy, because of his prior experience, he qualifies for 4 weeks, and he would get a dump of those 4 weeks into his bucket of vacation at his first anniversary, and then he should then begin accruing at that rate going forward.
So I was curious if it's common across all different townships, because then it makes it harder to hire people if it's our policy, but they can go somewhere else and get their vacation immediately. So it's as long as it's common for everything.
It's different everywhere.
It is different everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so now I have a question. When you say you dumped his 4 weeks, okay, so does he get 4 weeks from us next year plus another 4 weeks that he's dumping over?
No.
Okay, the way you phrased it,
He begins to accrue the 4.6 hours per pay rate.
That's sick.
All right.
So it will add to those hours, but it won't be a double dump.
Did you look what the county does with their policy?
I did not get a hold of anyone to be able to ask them about their vacation policy. And coming... And we have it spelled out a little bit more in detail. I mean, it is pretty self-explanatory in our policy in what you're saying, Linda. I'm just saying it does talk about how we can transfer your sick time and different things to other public places if they were to leave. We, at least as long as I have been here, have not had this where they're coming in with that much time. So that is why I then posed the question. And I have all of the documentation from his previous employer
to support
his vacation or his sick time and different things. I think it's just the question on the vacation.
All right,
go ahead.
Don't know much about it, just asking. But couldn't he take his time, whatever he has allotted, before he starts?
Too late.
And then stay on the regular program.
Yeah, he already started.
Okay.
He could have.
Yes, he could have. So let's investigate a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I do agree with your point that it's setting a precedence. I mean, that was my feeling that he came to us, and I'm happy he came to us.
Me too, very much. But... I feel like when you have a policy, it's kind of important to follow it.
Yeah, let's compare others, look around, see if ours is up to date.
Okay. I can work on that with you. Happy to do it.
Okay.
And so we'll put this on for this.
And I will write a few more emails to try to get feedback. I can ask the other townships how they do that, and then I can also ask the county.
Okay.
And then I will have that by the next meeting.
Right, and I can talk to Al some more, so.
Okay.
All right. And.
So how, can I just ask how I exactly do that? If Roy never actually voted yes or no, we just say.
We have a motion on the table, and I have a motion now on the table to table that motion. We need a second.
I'll second it.
And then please call the roll, a motion to table.
Okay. Linda Branny.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Gray.
Aye.
Okay. So then next time we will motion to take it off the table and reconsider.
Got it.
Okay, and then the final thing on Al, I need to, at the time when I made the motion to hire him and talk to him about hiring him, I did not have a pay thing, and his pay rate would be $26.50, so I'd like to amend that motion.
I'll second that.
Linda Branny.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Gray.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, then the next thing. Any of you, this is very time sensitive. Any of you who live along the streams or the river in Lake County, there is a new hemlock bug, hemlock woolly algid, that is killing the eastern hemlock trees, and they always grow around water. Like, I have hundreds of them by my house, all right? Along the river they have them. Hell's Hollow has them. So there's a landowner application. We have a few copies here from the Division of Forestry. You can get up to $700 per acre for them to come in and treat for these woolly whatever. But it has to be done by March 20th. I just found out about it last week. I filled mine out Friday, but today's the 17th.
The application or the treatment?
The application.
Just the application?
The application. You just scan it and send it down to the forestry, ODNR. So if anyone wants that, we have a couple blank copies.
Yeah, I don't have hemlocks on my property.
You probably have some, Steve, down by your place. So.
What do they look like?
Little woolly bear.
Oh, it's like a woolly bear.
Yeah, it kills the hemlock trees.
Okay.
Helps it do that.
Hmm?
Oh. Is that a boar?
I think it is a boar.
It's got a boar.
So if anyone's interested, we have some copies. And the final resolution for the roads, we had a service truck, which was actually an ambulance, that we would put our tools in when they would go on the jobs. They put the plate compactor in it and everything. I was out with them when they were doing some patching on Jennings. And so when they got done, they took the plate compactor, which weighs about 140 pounds, Rick?
Probably more.
Okay. And two guys have to pick that up and put it up into a dump truck. Or they have to drive down the road with it bouncing in the bucket of the backhoe. And then we also, when we put in signs, I found out that it's not a very safe way to put in signs. So I started looking for a service truck. And it's that blue truck. I brought it tonight. It is a 2015 F-250 with all the boxes on the sides. It has a gas air compressor, it has a hose reel, and it has a like crane type thing where they can pick the stuff up instead of lifting it. And they want $4,250 for it. And I want to make a resolution that we purchase that truck for
$4,250. Has the resolution been?
Yeah.
Resolution 2616.
Yep.
That's the resolution.
I'm going to second that motion.
Please call the roll.
Linda Branny.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Gray.
Aye.
All righty. Do we have anything for cemeteries?
We do have.
We have a burial coming up on Friday.
You have a what?
A burial.
I thought you said a barrel.
A burial coming up on Friday at Williams. Mr. Don Schoenwald.
Schoenwald, yeah.
That'll be happening a little after noon. All the wreaths from Wreaths Across America have officially been picked up out of all the cemeteries. Other than that, I'll have a full report next meeting.
Anything from you for cemeteries?
No, not really.
All righty. For parks, just a quick reminder that the Easter egg hunt will be March 29th, Sunday, from 2 to 4 at Hidden Lake. Donations of $1 per child, and then each child gets a ticket for a chance for a basket. And you can buy extra tickets if you want. Some of those grandmas, man, they whip out those 20s like it's nothing. They're going to get those baskets. It will start promptly at 2. The next rec board meeting is April 9th. Our garage sale is May 2nd. And if you want to be on the map, you need to send $5 to the president of the rec board, which is Brandy Hanasoski, and she can be reached through the website. She does have a county email. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a township email.
Yes.
So thank you, Leslie, for this. I totally forgot last meeting, and I am very sorry that I forgot. So now we're up to date on that. I want to do special thanks to Vicki, who's been helping me clean the attic from all that rec board stuff, and it's awesome. We're half done. We got shelves. It's awesome. Actually swept the floor.
Ooh.
Oh, man. So, yeah. All right. Zoning, I really don't have anything right now. I've had a couple of complaints about different things, but I have to kind of poke into them a little bit more before I pass them on to Noelle. I don't really have anything for facilities right now. Old business. Last time we met, we talked about the Do Not Knock program, and I told you I would look into that, and I have. And what I learned is that it's designed more for municipalities than townships. In particular, people who have some sort of a permitting system for solicitors in that political subdivision, which really we really don't have. And it also exempts religious and political solicitation, which is probably the majority of what we would have here. So I'm thinking it's probably just not for us.
Yeah. I looked at it too.
I just don't think it's right for Leroy. I do want to have a follow-up on the video editing software. Do you want to fill us in on that? Or Jeremy, you're going to do that?
Yeah, we found some editing software that we only have to pay for once. All the other ones are pretty much an annual fee. And we found one that'll do everything we need to upload our videos of the meetings to. There looks like they're going to go on YouTube because our website won't allow large files to be uploaded. So no big deal. But we'll get an account through YouTube, and then
Will we have links to YouTube for
our
website?
Yeah, what I'll do
then?
Is I'll on the page with all the meeting minutes and the all that. We'll just have another line, and it'll link you right over to YouTube.
Perfect.
And. So we purchased the video editing software, and the last meeting, I'm still kind of tinkering around with it, finding out what it can do and stuff, and what we need to do to make people be able to hear everybody at an equal level. Looking at you. But we'll get there. So we're just playing with it, get it right before we put it up on YouTube.
And it will have some kind of a thing that will then translate it for people who can't hear.
YouTube automatically closed captions their videos. And this one does have a closed captioning on it, but all the research I did is like YouTube does a better job of it. And you don't want to have two on there at once. So.
Okay.
So all you do is you hit the closed captioning button on YouTube, and then
I've
already played with it, and it's pretty close. I mean, it's not nothing's going to be perfect, but it's.
Have we been able to post any of our videos yet?
I just posted one to test a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm not ready to put it out yet.
Okay.
It's ready to go yet because we're still kind of working on some stuff. So.
Okay.
We're close.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Anything else about that?
No. Jeremy, did you do anything about .gov?
Yeah, I put in for the .gov thing. I haven't fully given a lot of time to yet. I've been working on the ADA thing, and I put in for that website. I haven't heard back from them yet. What we need to do. So I was working on the video stuff, and then the .gov stuff, I have to kind of find out what we have to do to get that. So I'm still, that's...
Was it last Friday we were meeting and the fire took off? They had to get off.
Right.
Stupid fire.
It's on my list. It's one of the next things is to kind of get that started. But I mean, even that's not, you know, required for the ADA or anything. It's just something that they want us to have, and that's, you know, it's not really going to change anything other than we have another domain that we own.
It was represented to us at the conference as something that would be more beneficial in some way, though I didn't really understand.
Right, but we're not going to change where we host our website. It's still going to be hosted through the same one. We're just going to have leroyohio.gov or whatever it is, and it's just going to link to our website. So
okay.
It's not really going to change anything for us. Just give us another name that we can use.
Okay. And I did want to follow up on the contract with Hamden for Radcliffe. I sent you guys an email after I read the contract, and it doesn't look like it needs to be redone as long as we have an executed copy with signatures. And I don't know if we do. Do we?
I will work on finding
okay.
that for you.
No, we don't, because I talked to Dave, Johnson from Hamden,
okay.
trustee from Hamden, and they're meeting tomorrow night, I believe, and then they're going to execute it, then he'll get it to us, and then we can sign it. So then we'll both...
Everybody gets all the signatures. Okay. Because the language didn't really need to be changed.
Correct.
Even the term of the contract was sort of perpetual, as long as we have executed copies of it. So thank you for that, and we'll have that on the agenda for next time then. We'll get that sorted out. Okay, under new business, I've been working on a lot of policy things. And one of the things that I noticed as I went through our policy is that we have reference to various activities and forms, but no forms. So me and my friend ChatGPT have been making some forms, and I'm going to ask for you guys to just approve the forms that I sent you unless you want changes to them. And then I will insert the approved forms into the policy manual before I send it to the prosecutor, and I'm pretty close. I've got all the articles done. I have the addenda done. I'm working now through making sure everything's consistent and that the formatting is pretty consistent before I send it over, unless you guys want to see it before I send it to the prosecutor.
No, I looked over.
Okay. I haven't sent it to you.
I don't.
Well, the forms, but I mean the policy.
Yes.
The whole manual.
Right. No, I haven't seen that. I saw the form.
Right. Okay. So is there anything that you guys hate about these? We have the employee evaluation. We've got to start doing evaluations, and I know the fire department does, but the rest of us need to get on board, and we need to be documenting that in the personnel files, because otherwise when things happen you have nothing to stand on. So it's a fairly generic form that can be used as needed. Like, you can use it to evaluate Christy, and Rick, you can use it to evaluate your people. I can use it to evaluate Noelle.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really important that we be doing that. We also have a discipline policy, but we don't have any kind of much of a procedure. And a form like this, I think, will help us to have a procedure. It doesn't seem like we have to discipline very often, but if we need to, we need to be ready. And so that's why I'm asking you to approve this, and that will be inserted into the manual and the discipline article. And then this is a generic incident report form. And we probably should talk about what types of incidents would trigger the use of a form like this. Obviously, if somebody gets hurt at work, or if somebody comes in and, yells at us, or we yell at somebody, or we get in a car accident, or, you know, those kinds of things. It's just really good to have. I mean, I'm assuming you probably do that in your...
Don't you have one from the road department?
And you have one for the fire department, right?
So you already have an incident report form.
Oh, road
but
department.
You're all about incidents. That's all you do.
Yeah, the road department also has one.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll put this one aside until we've had a chance to look at that. Do we have a discipline notice or form?
We do.
You do?
We do, yeah.
Okay. And do we have employment evaluation forms?
We do.
Then we're going to, then I need to see those.
We have.
They're not in our manual. And that's what I'm working off of, is our policy.
Well, they're all in the file cabinet down there, so nobody's come down there to look for them.
Okay, then we will put this on hold until we've had a chance to compare with what we already have, because if we don't need it, great, but they're not in the policy manual. And so, again, that's what I'm working on. So, okay, so we'll put that aside.
review both and see.
Yeah, and then you guys decide what you like best, and we can go from there. Okay, there's nothing on the agenda for items for further discussion. Do you guys have anything you want to bring up?
We have the bids for mowing.
Yay, did you get all of them? Because there were a whole bunch of emails sitting in the trustee email that we didn't know about.
I saw that.
Right. No, so that is, it closed yesterday. All right, we have two, okay? But should we extend that so I can get back and answer the questions that I didn't know there was a trustee's general email box?
So let's have a motion to extend it till the next meeting, and then you can answer. Don't forget, you have to send it to everybody. Whoever, if there's a question that's asked, the answer has to go to everybody that sent something.
Okay.
Just so everybody's on the same plane. Even.
Right. I'll need some addresses and stuff like that. That was the main thing.
Yeah.
Descriptions of the properties.
And that's being fixed. Those are going to start being forwarded to us. We didn't know about it. Didn't show up on our email. So sorry.
When we had changed emails and gone to the LeroyOhio.com emails, one of the things that the past trustees had asked for was a shared mailbox. So they each have their own individual with their names, but then there is a trustees at LeroyOhio.com. All three trustees should be having access to that shared mailbox so that they can see.
And respond.
That is, and respond. That was the email put out on the mowing bids. Quote, sheet, whatever we want to call it. It was actually Sarah who asked, has anyone checked that or does anyone know if any have come in? And I said, I haven't. I would assume the trustees are. I have then found out that none of them even were signed up on our IT side to be able to see that mailbox. So
we're not the jerks we look like we are.
So there are some emails that they will be getting to read, but there were about a handful of lawn mowing quotes or the spring cleanup, and many had questions. And so I think that it would be fair to be able to respond and give them time, because they had shown interest.
Do you think 2 weeks is enough?
I think by the next meeting.
So I will make sure that they all have access, and then they can start taking care of that shared mailbox. And then you guys can decide if you want to continue to even have that or not. That was just something that they had wanted. So
I will just make a suggestion that we do it where it they come into the before the next meeting, so that way you have them all collected instead of by the next meeting, unless you want to get them handed to you right at the meeting, because that will happen.
No, I think what next meeting is
the 7th, so that's the same day you have the concrete bids closed. Just want to make sure.
Which
you
I have a few of those too.
So that will be 4/6, April 6th.
Right. I make a motion that we extend the lawn maintenance and ground services proposals to April 6th, and I will get back to the contractors that ask questions, but I will need some addresses.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Linda Burhetti?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Roy Craig?
Aye.
I also do just want to make sure that it is stated that all of the questions and all of the emails that came in regarding them that we need to get back to, they were in well before the end date. It was total failure on our part for not responding to them with that information. So, yeah.
All right. Anything else under discussion? Do we have anything from the audience? Go ahead.
Ms. Brady, that meeting you mentioned with Riverside High School.
Yes.
Will that be a open public meeting?
Oh, yes. Okay. If we're in a meeting, it's public. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to let everyone know that the Board of Zoning Appeals is going to have a organizational meeting next Tuesday, the 24th, at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. If anybody should like to come down.
Thank you, I'm sorry, I forgot that.
You're all right.
I'm glad you were here to announce it. But we did get it out on the sign, so there's that. Next meeting is April 7th. At this time, we're going to adjourn into an executive session. What now?
No, I was just going to say, you said the sign, and it just made me think. I did call our sign, Brilliant something, and I just said, hey, it's been really nice weather. Any update for us on the sign? And I have not heard back. So I will hopefully be able to say that we have a sign by our next meeting. But
oh, I think that's hilarious that you think that.
I said hopefully with a smile.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Just to go back, you were talking about potentially having a school meeting here.
Yes.
Just realize in case that should be a very large group of people, this room really only accommodates about 50 people.
Do you think that many people would show up?
Honestly, don't know. I'm just putting it out there. The capacity, it's about 50 people.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, I don't know how many people would show up for a meeting.
Me neither. You never know with Leroy. Leslie.
Didn't we have somebody come out quite a few years back? Do you remember this, Eric? When two of the school board members came and they were discussing all the details, which they didn't have all the fine details, but we had a lot of people there at that time.
It was more for their levy.
Yeah.
Okay, it was for the levy. Oh, okay.
And they actually came out twice.
Okay.
Two school board members did come out,
yeah.
And then the treasurer came out a different time.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Yeah. But that was all during their levy.
Yeah. It was way back.
Yeah.
They offered to bring out. We would like to set up a meeting with Superintendent Dr. Christopher
Rettino.
Treasurer Dr. Stephen Thompson, Assistant Treasurer Michael Patrizzi. So those would be the people that are offering to come and meet with us about this. a doodle poll, whatever that is. Okay, we'll follow up on this. We're going to go into an executive session. For your information, we don't intend to take any action when we come back out. The executive session will be for two matters, one for possible purchase of real estate and one for discussion of pending litigation. And we're going to take Jen and Vicki and Christy with us into the executive session.
And me.
I move that we move to executive session.
Yeah, I'm saying though, I don't think we should bear, but we're not going to do anything.
Yeah,
we
have
no intention of doing anything.
Jerry.
Why would we have to? All right. He says I've lied to you. There may be action afterwards. Not that I know of, but
he's saying.
Is Jeremy going in?
Why?
Well, I didn't know if.
I didn't.
We're talking about pending litigation.
I didn't know.
No.
You said land.
I had no idea.
Why did you want? Well, never mind.
Didn't you say land?
Yeah,
it's fine. Okay.
I
didn't know that.
What?
I no. You're good.
Yes, possible purchase of land.
I'm just going to get one of those forms.
Okay, are we adjourning?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, we're going into
executive session.
Yes.
Yes.
Linda Perhenny.
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt.
Aye.
Roy Grubbs.
Aye.
I thought we were Rich did.
Did somebody say that? Did you say that?
No.
Is there a link to that? I can put it up on the website.
That's a him. That's a Roy.
Is there a link to that for you? You can put it up on the website. Facebook page is on there. I can just make a copy of it. Just so everybody can have a shot at it. I can get it tomorrow.
I didn't, no, I just wrote your name because I didn't know.
I was like, why do I have to come? I don't even know.
You don't really have to. We
but I mean, I'm going to be here. I will wait for you guys, but I don't
I did
really
not know if when we call Shannon, I was really thinking for the litigation. If Shannon were to.
It's up to you. If you want me in, I'll be in. I'll still stay here and wait for you.
Throne, Ohio, is a guy that traveled. Yeah. Did you see the employee comment about the no parking signs? So someone made a comment about it's a nice truck stop, but you guys don't allow